Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and I'm glad you're joining us for an hour of the great outdoors. Jeff Folkema will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He's got a whole fleet of brand new boats for you to rent at the Garibaldi Marina if you want to go crabbing, fishing, or sightseeing in Tillamook Bay this summer. Going beyond the bay and into the open ocean, Bob Loomis with Max Lure joins us again at the end of the program to share a perfect setup you can use to catch some Chinook and Coho salmon this summer off the coast. Before we talk to Jeff and Bob, though, it's once again time to tell you what's hot. This week in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores. Camping and hiking season is in full swing, and Sportsman's Warehouse has all the gear you need for your expedition at the campground, on the trail, and in the backcountry this summer. Check out the great deals and check out what they have to make your next excursion a better one. Sockeye salmon fishing was hot last week at Baker Lake, where the run got off to a late start, but it's coming in much stronger than expected. As of Tuesday, some 7,000 salmon had been transferred to Baker Lake. Just over the crest to the Cascades at Lake Wenatchee, anglers are hoping for a sockeye fishery to begin there too for the first time in a couple of years. WDFW biologist Travis Maitland is cautiously optimistic that will happen, and if it does, the lake might open at the end of July, but will probably open the first week of August with a 2 or 4 sockeye limit, depending on the returns up the Wenatchee River. Meanwhile, sockeye continue to be caught in the Mid and Upper Columbia River, and the run is currently about 10% over the 10-year average, making this a rare bright spot when it comes to salmon returns in recent years. If you just want to go trout fishing at the local lake, you'll be happy to know WDFW stocked several Western Washington lakes with rainbows the last couple of weeks, to include Tanwax Lake in Pierce County and Offutt Lake in Thurston County, which each got 2,000 catchable fish. Meanwhile, Mineral and Mayfield Lakes in Lewis County were planted with around 2,700 trout each, and these fish are a little bigger, averaging 12 to 14 inches in size. And then there's clamming. If you're in the mood to dig or rake up some manillas, little necks, butter, soft shell, or horse clams, and maybe even get some oysters, Kitsap and Jefferson County have several beaches open right now, to include Port Gamble Heritage Beach, Fort Ward Park, Salisbury Point State Park, and Anna Smith Children's Park near Silverdale. They are all options in Kitsap County, while Dosey Wallop State Park in Jefferson County offers some great clamming, and Triton Cove State Park is a good place to go for oysters. Be sure to check the WDFW Shell Fishing webpage before you go to make sure where you want to clam is open and that those clams are safe to eat. Turning to hunting, the fall bear season opens statewide August 1st and runs through November 15th. You are allowed 2 bears over the course of the season, and now is the time to scout and pattern those bruins. Try glassing clear cuts or hillsides with berry patches in the early morning or in the evening to find out where they are feeding so you can bring one home on opening day. Also, with hot temperatures expected in August, be sure to open that animal up and cool that meat off in a hurry once it's down. The last thing you want is for that meat to spoil. Good luck to all of you bear hunters heading out on opening day. And with that, you are now in the know about what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Want to get into the fish? Then head to the Olympic Peninsula. Excel Fishing Charters will get you into salmon near CQ, where you can keep 2 Chinook a day, or bottom fishing out of Mia Bay, where an abundant limit of rockfish and lingcod await. You'll be fishing in a comfortable boat with Tom Burlingame, and if you need a place to stay, he's got you covered at the Inn at Mia Bay. Book today at excelfishingcharters.com.
We'll be right back. It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We're starting things off with good news when it comes to sport fishing in America. The Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation just released a study showing we've got more anglers on the water now than we've had since 2007. 17% of our population, 50 million Americans in all, age 6 and older, cast a line into the water last year, an increase of 700,000 anglers. Youth participation is up, the number of Hispanic anglers is up to 4.4 million, and ladies are fishing more than ever. As a matter of fact, over a third of the anglers on the water these days are women. This is great news for our sport, and it gets even better. This study covered 2019, and with the COVID-19 pandemic, it looks like even more folks are taking up fishing for the first time or the first time in a long time as a way to get outdoors, have some fun, and maintain that all-important social distancing. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we'll be telling you about some of the best new products coming out of ICAST this year. ICAST, put on by the American Sport Fishing Association, is the world's largest sport fishing trade show. It's usually held in Orlando, but this year, like so many other events, it was held as a virtual event with folks attending online. That doesn't damper the high fives and the high spirits going on at Johnson Outdoors, though, especially the folks at Old Town in Minkota who put together the new Old Town Sportsman Autopilot Kayak. It's an incredibly technologically innovative kayak that is going to be the standard for serious kayak anglers and professional tournament kayak anglers, too. Ryan Lilly with Johnson Outdoors will join us in just a few minutes to tell you about this kayak recognized as the best of the best when it came to new products at ICAST this year. Another company doing a lot of virtual high fives on Zoom and other platforms are the folks at Pure Fishing. They took home a whole bunch of new product awards from several different categories to include the best rod and reel combo, the best kids tackle item, the best fishing line, and the best fly rod and reel. John Schlosser, the vice president of marketing at Pure Fishing, will let you know exactly what products came out on top and why they're so special. Another guest this week is a returning guest. That would be Scott Linden. He's the host of that long-running television show, Scott Linden's Wing Shooting USA. The topic this week, a conversation about wearing the right socks. They can make or break a hunt or a hike, and Scott will share some tips to keep your feet comfortable all day long. Now, ICAST had to cancel their in-person show this year, but I'm hoping the next one we're going to tell you about doesn't have to cancel because it looks like it's going to be a very special one. Our first stop today is going to be in Epping, New Hampshire. That's because October 23rd and 24th, something very special is going to be taking place there, the Adaptive Defensive Shooting Summit. With us here to tell you more about this event is the person that's putting it on, Trevor Bauckham. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the invite.
So why don't you tell our listeners about this Adaptive Defensive Shooting Summit that's taking place at the Sig Sauer Academy, assuming, of course, that we're in a position to have events like this come October. What's going to happen?
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring all of our participants in on Friday the 23rd, and we have a training block. It'll be a four-hour block of instruction put on by the Learn to Shoot Again program with help from the Sig Sauer Academy instructors. Learn to Shoot Again as part of Honored American Veterans of Fields program for disabled veterans. And what it is a group of disabled veteran instructors, various disabilities, have been to all the instructor training schools you can think of, and they work with people with disabilities. So people that are missing half of a hand, one arm, you know, legs, limited vision, you name the disability, they're working with ways for those people to overcome the disabilities. And so they're going to come out and put on a four-hour block of instruction for all of our participants, and then we're going to have some other activities there. You'll get to try out some new gear and whatnot that's out there, and we'll have a demo bay with some of our sponsors' firearms.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we're going to put everybody through an eight-stage defensive pistol match, much like IDPA, but without some of IDPA's rules to make it more handicap-friendly.
So why don't you explain to our listeners who don't know what the IDPA is?
So IDPA is the International Defensive Pistol Association, and it's built around concealed carry for personal protection. We're modifying this just for people with disabilities because someone with a disability is generally going to be more likely to be a target because we can't fight back.
Right, right.
Or we can't fight back as well.
Right.
And so we want to prepare our participants for that eventuality and just give them some confidence and some experience with the firearm.
And I think it's important to note, not only are you putting this on for shooters with disabilities, but you're a shooter with disabilities yourself, aren't you?
I am.
And you're confined to a wheelchair?
Yes. So I've been in a wheelchair for June 21st was 10 years. So I'm paralyzed from the waist down. So I don't get to get up and run through stages like I used to.
Well, I think it's fantastic, though, that instead of taking the easy way and just saying, well, I can't do that anymore, that not only are you doing it, you're still shooting, but you've come up with this event so that others in similar situations can do the same. You know, last year was the first year that you had an Adaptive Defensive Shooting Summit. What was the feedback you got from the attendees and the instructors?
We had really good feedback from the attendees. The instructors had a great time, and we had a lot of our industry partners really like the event and what it's intending to do. A lot of people don't realize that there's some 57 million Americans living with various disabilities, and our intent is to get them out of the house to come out and participate. When you get a disability, sometimes that's tough.
Right.
I mean, just for my part, being paralyzed from the waist down, getting out sometimes isn't easy. Getting around isn't easy. And some people tend to take that instead of making the effort. They'll just curl up on the couch and they kind of withdraw, come inside. You know, it's not a good place to be.
I agree.
And so we want to get them out, get them active, and bring them into the firearms community.
What's the cost to attend this?
So the cost for participants is $95, and that covers mostly the catering for the event. We're going to feed you lunch and dinner, and then we'll have coffee and donuts for breakfast. But we're going to feed you both days, and then we've got a pretty solid competitor bag, and it gets everybody a little bit of skin in the game just so they don't sign up and then decide they're not coming out.
Right. No, I think that's a great idea. But folks, $95, that is next to nothing. So you got to get yourself to Epping, New Hampshire, to the 6-Hour Academy. Are there still openings? Can people still register to participate?
We do. We have openings available. We're about half full right now, so we've got room for another 20, 25 people. We're limiting registration a little bit because we can't get too many people with disabilities in there. Otherwise, we just can't get them through.
Sure.
Me and my wheelchair, we're not all that fast, and got to make sure we can put on a quality event.
I get it. Last but not least, events like this cost money to put on. I understand you do have some sponsors backing you to help make this happen.
We are blessed to have some great sponsors behind us. We've got Camp Freedom behind us. Camp Freedom is another charity, and they work with disabled veterans, disabled first responders, Gold Star families, families of deceased law enforcement, and they've got a 4,000-acre hunting camp in Pennsylvania. They do all kinds of programs. The website is Camp Freedom PA, terrific organization. I'd ask everybody to look it up, and if you can participate, participate. If you want to donate, donate. They do great things. We've also got Ruger in behind us as a platinum sponsor. We've got Atlanta Arms and Ammo behind us. 6 Hours coming on board. We've got lots of support. And if you're interested in supporting, please feel free to look me up and send me a message, and we'll get you guys involved.
All right. And if you want to do that, folks, the website to go to is AdaptiveShoot.com. That's AdaptiveShoot.com. That other website for Camp Freedom is CampFreedomPA.org. Again, it's the Adaptive Defensive Shooting Summit. It's taking place October 23rd and 24th, God willing, at the Sig Sauer Academy at Epping, New Hampshire. If you are disabled and you want to go ahead and learn again to be a shooter, no matter what your disability is, this is the event for you. Trevor, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, You hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com. Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company. Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
Fishing and fun. That's what you'll find at Mardon Resort. Come to sunny eastern Washington and bring your RV or rent a cottage, cabin, or room at our newly upgraded resort at the south end of Potholes Reservoir. Get tackle and provisions at our general store. And after you're done fishing, hanging out at our swim beach, or boating for the day, enjoy dinner and a drink at the beach house. Find out more at MardonResort.com. That's MardonResort.com, where the fish bite and we don't.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. And with over 90 locations, you're sure to find a store near you full of the gear you need to succeed this hunting season. Firearms, ammo, archery equipment, decoys, clothing, boots, and more. You'll find it all at Sportsman's Warehouse. Better still, the knowledgeable staff can help you with tips and frequent in-store seminars, all designed to help you bag a trophy or a limit this hunting season. Find a location near you or shop online today at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Better still, our rates are way more affordable than you think. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's America Outdoors Radio, bringing you more business.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we are going to tell you about a true game changer in the fishing world, especially if you are a kayak angler. We've got Ryan Lilly on the line. He is the self-professed brand evangelist for Johnson Outdoors and Old Town Canoes, and they just won the Best of Show Award for the absolute best new product from ICAST this year, the Old Town Sportsman Autopilot Kayak. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, John.
This is an incredible honor, and like I said, I think folks are going to realize as we go through this what a game changer this is going to be. Now, I own a fishing kayak. It's just a little 10-foot one, got a couple pole holders in the back, and there's nothing special about it. And I look at this, and I feel like I'm driving a Ford Model T and you just rolled out a Ferrari. That's the basic comparison I've got here. Let's talk about the two models you have, the Autopilot 120 and 136. I'm guessing the difference is size.
Yes, correct. We came to market with two different sizes of this Old Town Sportsman Autopilot, and really we wanted to roll out a platform that worked for different applications, different use cases, different angler sizes. So really we had the tournament angler in mind with this platform. But we also understood that many people would want to take this offshore or near shore in saltwater or rougher conditions. So we found it important to offer it in the two sizes, the 12-foot Autopilot 120 as well as the 13.5-foot Autopilot 136.
Well, let's talk about the propulsion and the technology that goes with it. We'll just start off with the propulsion to start with. It is a Minn Kota. It is basically a trolling motor. Why don't you tell our listeners exactly where it's situated in the kayak and how it works and whether it can be used in both freshwater and saltwater?
Yes. So we use an Old Town kayaks and canoes are part of the Johnson Outdoors portfolio of brands. Another brand in our portfolio is Minn Kota trolling motor. So we've been working tirelessly over the last 24 to 36 months on the development of this product, worked with the engineers over at Minn Kota to develop a seamlessly integrated electric trolling motor. Basically, it's similar to the power drive or the Ultrix that you find at the front of a bass boat that's
right.
Seamlessly integrated into the bow front portion of your kayak. So really a growing trend in kayaking, kayak angling, particularly in tournaments, is, you know, it's all about being able to spend as much time as you can fishing rather than propelling your kayak or maneuvering in wind or currents or conditions that are difficult to maneuver with a paddle or even with a pedal drive. So a lot of folks are trying to find, you know, DIY solutions to affix a trolling motor to their pre-existing pedal or paddle kayak.
Right.
We saw this opportunity, and being partnered up with Minn Kota and being owned by the same parent company, we worked together to develop this seamless platform that literally, the only thing that you need to do as an angler that buys this kayak is source your own battery. From there, everything is included. It's fully seamless. So from stow and deploy to how it docks in the boat to how it actually is situated in the boat is completely thought through, and you've got just ample room. Whereas in some of these DIY projects, the motor or the battery takes up a lot of your usable space in the kayak. That's not the case in this platform.
Now, this is a 45-pound thrust Minn Kota, so it's got enough oomph to get you anywhere you need to go, especially in a kayak. And again, it is good for both freshwater and saltwater. But the real game changer on top of this is the technology. So you've got two things we need to talk about. Number one, the spot lock technology, and number two, the autopilot. With this, you really do have that hands-free experience, and you're fishing instead of paddling and maneuvering, aren't you?
Yes, it's just like fishing out of your bass boat. You know, a lot of these anglers are using, you know, Minn Kota motors or GPS-enabled trolling motors that are controlled by, you know, the touch of your finger using a remote. Well, this is no different in this boat. We utilize essentially an off-the-shelf Minn Kota product that has an iPilot controller that hangs around your neck, and you control that with literally the touch of your finger. So, you know, this boat's stable enough to fish standing up. A lot of times I am using the remote while standing sideways in the boat while working a shoreline, and I'll be able to place the boat in autopilot. So once I point that kayak towards my desired shoreline or point, I can hit that autopilot button and the motor takes over for me while I focus on fishing. Now, let's say I want to work a point or a piece of structure or a dock and it's windy and the boat would be prone to being blown around, I can hit that GPS spot lock button on the remote, and that will affix my kayak on that GPS coordinate despite the wind, the current, the waves. Does not matter. It will hold me in that 45-pound thrust motor, and I'm able to stand up, sit down, turn around and grab my tackle box, change out lures, and not worry about my boat position. I can just fish.
Game-changing. But in addition to this, and this, what you just described in and of itself, in my mind, is enough to win the Best New Product Award from ICAST for the year. But you've got a lot of very thoughtful features that are in this kayak. I mean, everything from the really wide rudder that's controlled by foot pedals to a catch tray channel, which is just fantastic for kayak tournament anglers, and transducer mounts with pre-drilled holes. That's just, again, really thoughtful, really useful. How did you come up with this? I'm guessing you had pro staffers, kayak anglers that gave you feedback. This is what we want to see.
Yes, you know, I liked your analogy earlier with cars. You know, I liken it to how Porsche or Ferrari or Lamborghini design their cars to be ready to be raced. They work with, you know, top drivers to design their cars to perform to a certain level. Same thing for our kayaks, as we worked with a group of talented tournament bass anglers and saltwater anglers that compete, and they require the best. So we brought them in early in the design process and kept bringing them back. We took their notes. We asked what their wish list was, what they desired the boat to do, what were the nice-to-haves that we could try to integrate into the platform, and we literally brought to market their dream boat. You know, they wanted as much platform and usable space to walk around the boat as possible. We did that. We put as much storage as they wanted along the gunnels and under the seat and behind them. We did that. We added the accessory trays. We made it really easy to add electronics without drilling into your boat. We checked off all of the things that were most important to that tournament angler. And so even if you're not a tournament angler, you're going to benefit from that wish list that the tournament angler has. You know, we designed this for tournament angler, and everybody else gets to reap the benefit.
Oh, absolutely. One other thing I didn't mention, folks, 4 rod holders, 2 forward-facing, 2 rear-facing. Again, just the most well-thought-out fishing kayak I have ever seen in my life. Ryan, we're going to have to wrap things up here, but I got to tell you, I really believe this is going to be the new standard for kayak tournament fishing and for hardcore kayak anglers, either fishing, you know, lakes and slow-moving rivers or fishing offshore. Like you said, they are going to have this. Is it available now?
Yes, it's available now. You can check us out at oldtowncanoe.com/sportsman. And just so you know and your listeners know, this boat is manufactured in our headquarters at our Old Town facility in Maine by hardworking Mainers. We're really proud of that. We've been around for 128 years. And this boat's backed by a lifetime hull warranty and a 2-year motor warranty. So we got you. We're really proud of what we make.
The Old Town Sportsman Autopilot Kayak. It is the new Cadillac standard for kayak anglers. Check it out and get one soon while you still can, because they're going to sell out really quick. Ryan, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
John, I appreciate your time.
The Dalles in Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores, plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to 6 of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska wilderness experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's time to head down to the Tillamook Coast and to the port of Garibaldi, where we hook up with Jeff Folkma, the owner of the Garibaldi Marina. Jeff, great to have you on the air.
Hey, great to be here.
Jeff, last time I was down there about a month ago, you had a whole bunch of brand new boats and brand new outboard motors on them. Tell our listeners about this new rental fleet you've got.
Well, we kept our old boats as long as we could, and gosh knows we got our service out of them. But worked with Greg's Marine Service down here in Garibaldi, and they picked up Marlon as a new boat line, and they are 16-foot aluminum boats, fully welded, so we won't have to worry about popping rivets or anything like that anymore. And we put 9.9 Hondas on there, and 9.9 is as big as you can go in the state of Oregon. Otherwise, you have to have your boater education card and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, you know, the other thing about a motor that size is that it's big enough to get you where you want to go, but it's not big enough to get you into trouble. I like that. Now, if somebody wants to rent a boat from you, there are some restrictions. I mean, you're not taking these skiffs out in the open ocean. You're taking them in the bay and maybe dropping a few crab rings, aren't you?
Yeah, what we've figured out over the years, Val and I, my wife, we've been doing this for 30 years now, and Tillamook Bay is big enough bay where you can get in trouble on an outgoing tide.
Right.
So we basically rent our boats on the morning incoming tides, of course, weather permitting and reservations required and all that kind of good stuff.
How much is a boat rental?
Our base price is $150. That gives you 3 hours. If there's time on the tide and you wish to stay out, it's $20 each additional hour. And we rent crab rings for $6 a piece. That's an all-day charge. And we have either fresh rockfish or mink as crab bait, and they're $4 per bait.
All right. Well, if you want to go crabbing down in Tillamook Bay, the limit's very generous. 12 Dungeness crab and 24 rock crab. Drop by Garibaldi Marina. Rent a boat and enjoy a great morning of crabbing and sightseeing. And if you're doing this in the fall, a little salmon fishing too.
You betcha. Over the years in our old fleet anyways, we've had tons of salmon brought in from the Ghost Hole and the main channel. Restrictions are such that we can't have you go out along the jetties or the west channel or all the way down to tidewater, but there's plenty of fish coming through. That's how they get there, is right through the main channel and down through the Ghost Hole.
I love it. All right, we've got to go, Jeff, but folks, if you want to find out more, go to GaribaldiMarina.com. You'll find a phone number there to contact the marina and go ahead and set up an appointment to rent a boat and go crabbing or fishing. Thanks as always, Jeff.
You bet, John. Thank you.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. We are talking about ICAST this week and some of the best new products that were given awards out of the show. One company that was definitely doing some virtual high fives on Zoom during this virtual ICAST this year was Pure Fishing. They took home all sorts of awards for some great new products coming out in the market. With us here to tell you all about them is John Schlosser, the VP of Marketing for Pure Fishing. John, congratulations on a great showing this year.
Thank you very much. The team is honored to, you know, bring home the awards this year. You know, we really are humbled by this from our retail partners and media partners that, you know, that vote on this. And, you know, we see it truly as a validation for, you know, all the work over the last few months that we've been putting in to bring these new products to market. And yeah, we're super excited.
Well, John, I'd like to say we're going to go over every single award-winning item you have, but we've only got 10 minutes, and we don't have that much time to do it. So let's just hit some of the highlights. We're going to start off with something that I thought was extremely innovative, the Abu Garcia Virtual Casting Combo. This is something that's really cool. You're going to have to explain exactly what it is, how it works, and what kind of anglers are going to want to use it.
Sure. Yeah. So we launched a rod of this nature, the virtual rod, you know, roughly a year ago, and have seen great success from that. So the natural extension for us was to bring a combo version of this. And effectively what the virtual program is all about is integrating a Bluetooth button, of, if you will, into the butt handle of the rod. That'd be the first Bluetooth-enabled rod on the market. Which allows the angler to create a virtual logbook. And they do this in the form of, you know, obviously in virtual and through technology and in talking to an app that's called Angler, spelled A-N-G-L-R, which is an app that the rod and the combo will talk to, allowing the angler to create, like I said, a virtual logbook of marketing fish catches or points of interest, you know, locations that they like. And then the app will actually pair that with weather data, water data that it has or that it is sourcing from that time. And, you know, really a neat technology allowing anglers to track what's going on in their day-to-day fishing life. And, you know, you're asking about who is this good for. you know, we really see that the kayak anglers seem to really love this product. The land-based anglers who don't have necessarily access to electronics on a boat, or boat anglers that don't have, you know, electronics, we've seen certainly interest there. And then, you know, really a new piece of this whole thing is another partnership with Lowrance, where now the rod, the Bluetooth, will talk to Wi-Fi-enabled Lowrance units. So we're really starting to connect the whole system here, really to depending on any type of angler, to make them a better angler because they can truly start to create these virtual logbooks that we used to do on pens and paper on notebooks or whatever.
Yep, I'm literally looking at some of my old logbooks now on the bookshelf. This definitely is a great tool, and I'm glad you came out with it. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. You know, what you just had there is for anglers that are already well into the sport, but let's talk about getting anglers into the sport and making it easy for them to do so. You won the best new product in the kids tackle category for the Abu Garcia Gen Ike Easy Cast Bait Cast Combo.
Yeah, that's right. So we partnered with, you know, very popular professional bass angler Mike Iaconelli on this product. That's where the Gen Ike comes from. And, you know, what we've created here is essentially a training tool for young anglers to learn how to throw a low-profile bait caster reel without getting all the frustrations of backlash and, you know, tangled lines and such. Really, you know, the best way to think about it is it's a technology that when the line starts to get out of control, the reel will shut that down and not allow it to tangle. It's training wheels, if you will, for a bait cast reel for our young anglers.
You call it for the kids. Heck, the way I use a bait casting reel, I could probably use this myself. So sounds like a wonderful tool. And you're right. You know, there's nothing worse if you're a kid, then going out, you're wanting to fish, and all of a sudden you've got a snarl in your line. And instead of having your line in the water, you're literally spending like 20 minutes trying to pick this out. And it just kind of kills all the enthusiasm you might have for fishing. So this is really well thought out. We should also mention that in addition to the Easy Cast Bait Cast combo, you've got several other rod and reel combos in this Gen Ike line too, don't you?
We do, yes. We have a range there for several young anglers that, you know, want to get into it, whether it be spinning reels and rods or combos, so that we can cater to these young anglers. They're the future of our sport, and we love to work with Mike on getting these new kids fishing.
Well, if you're going to have reels, you're going to need line, and it sounds like the best line to put on is the one that won the fishing line category at ICAST, the Berkley Flora Shield line. Now, I'm a huge fan of Berkley Trilene. I've used it for years, but it sounds like this is the next generation. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, you know, Berkley's long been known for innovations in the line category. We were proud to bring a new product to market this year that we're calling Fluoro Shield. And it's a very versatile line. It gives anglers a kind of the best of both worlds. From a monofilament standpoint, it is very manageable. So it is a very manageable line in terms of casting, but it gives the near invisibility and durability components of a fluorocarbon, right? So you can fish a number of techniques with this effectively, but you essentially get the best of both worlds there. I mean, because it is an infused fluoro, so we're taking a monofilament line and infusing it with the fluorocarbon, it's a really special line for us. It's, you know, it's not just a coating or anything of that nature. There is some science behind this, some of which is what Berkley does best of finding ways to do this. And we are truly in infusing the monofilament with the fluorocarbon. And it's going to be an interesting line for a lot of consumers in the market.
And the bottom line is this, it has all the benefits of the monofilament, but it has the decreased visibility that goes with the fluorocarbon, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. You nailed it.
All right. Now, the next one, you know, we've been talking about traditional spin and bait caster stuff here, but one of the companies that falls under the Pure Fishing umbrella is Hardy. And Hardy's very well known for making fly rods and fly reels. And Hardy just happened to win the fly reel of the year for ICAST and the fly rod of the year for ICAST too. Tell us about these.
Yeah, this is super exciting for us as a business because we have a renewed interest on our fly fishing business in total. And of course, Hardy's going to be a big part of that. You know, so we did win both awards here at ICAST this year. With the rod was the new Zane Pro rod. And, you know, really the proposition here, it's all about achieving the highest strength to weight ratio that we're able to achieve. You know, we accomplished this really with some new proprietary graphite as well as some composites that we're, you know, building into this rod, which effectively the benefit that the consumer gets is, you know, they're still able to achieve, you know, very accurate and powerful cast but still providing that lifting power to land fish and get a quick release, right? So it's just a beautiful rod, fantastic program that we're super excited about. And then on the reel side, you mentioned we won the reel award as well with the new Ultra Disc reel. And, it's interesting. This is the lightest drag reel that we've ever made at Hardy.
Oh.
And it's got a very unique line guard to prevent line from slipping between the spool and the frame.
Nice.
We think this is really important. And, not many people know this probably about the Hardy brand, but one of the individuals that we have that works on this brand for us is a gentleman named Howard Crofton. And he helps us design all of our reels. He is an employee of Hardy, and he's the current world fly fishing champion. He fishes for the UK national team. He's actually the captain of that team. And, Howard always says the last thing you want to do is be having to worry about your tackle while you're fishing, right? And I think this reel really puts that into perspective for us on this Hardy launch.
Some absolutely incredible products that were rolled out this year at ICAST. I guess my last question is this. Are all of these for sale now, or are we going to have to wait a little bit to get them?
So it really depends. A lot of these are coming out as early as July. But the bulk of them will be available in the September timeframe.
All right. It's the Abu Garcia Virtual Casting Combo, the Abu Garcia Gen Ike Easy Cast Bait Cast Combo, Berkley Flora Shield Line, and the Hardy Zane Pro Fly Fishing Rod and Hardy Ultra Disc UDLA Reel. All winners this year at ICAST. Keep an eye out for them. Pick them up when you see them at the store, because they will sell out quick. John, thanks for sharing this with us today, and congratulations again from America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
During difficult times, it's important not to be frozen by fear or complacency, thinking that Congress, the Fed, or your current financial planner will fix the impact of the pandemic on your retirement savings. The bottom line is, no one else is going to care about your retirement the way you do. There is another more conservative way to plan for income without all the risk, using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book, 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
The Dalzen, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores, plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand access to the outdoors. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we've got a very special guest back with us. His name is Scott Linden. He's the former host of Field & Stream Radio and Outdoor Life Radio, but he's moved on to the small screen. Now, you can check out what he has to offer at Scott Linden's Wing Shooting USA. We'll tell you what channels you can watch him on in a minute. But first, we've got to talk about socks. Scott, welcome to the show.
Great to be back with you and enjoying every minute of being out of radio.
I'm still in love with radio. That's why I'm still here. I don't see going anywhere anytime soon. But you wrote a great blog that was on your website, findbirdhuntingspots.com, and it was all about socks and about the fact that wearing the wrong ones can literally ruin a hunt or a hike. But if you wear the right ones and do the right things, that hunt can actually be quite comfortable. So let's talk a little bit about socks. You and I, we're both Boy Scouts, and we both learned that you should have your thin liner sock and then that really thick boot sock. Don't see too many people doing that these days, and there's some good reasons for that.
Yeah, and I apologize in advance. So much of that new website is not about finding bird hunting spots anymore. It is to a great degree, and I work really hard at that because that is the number one need of bird hunters out there, is finding places to go. So that's why I started it. But what I've also found is that there's a dearth of information on fundamental, basic, practical hunting advice.
Right.
Especially gear-oriented advice. So that's the rationale for the sock story, the dog boot story, and any number of other things like that. You know, it seems like every time I write about what's in my vest or what's in my truck, everybody's happy. So I'm going to keep doing it.
I'm glad you are.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you remember those days, and I remember those days when you had a liner sock and a thick sock, and it was always wool, and it was always kind of a strange calculus for your feet. But yeah, as you said, if the whole idea is having fun on a hunting trip, or just a hike for that matter, you know, an army does not march on its stomach. It marches on its feet, literally. And so keeping care of your feet is the number one priority. Sock technology has progressed dramatically since the good old days, primarily in the materials that are being used, but also to a degree in the engineering. And so, yes, buy the right kind of socks. You don't need to wear a liner sock, less an outer sock. And I lived this for decades, and I was finally convinced of it by some folks at a trade show where they said, all you need to do is you need to wear socks that fit correctly and are made of the right combination of textiles.
I'm going to cut you off because I want to go there next.
Yeah.
A lot of folks will either wear those really heavy wool socks, and you and I have both had the experience where they're too big and they kind of bunch up at the bottom of your hip boots or in your boots, and then you get blisters. Or a lot of people just wear like cotton socks like you wear every day or wear to the gym. Why don't you explain to our listeners why cotton socks are a bad idea for an all-day hunt?
Well, I'll give you an example that is more pant-related than sock-related, and then you'll get it.
Okay.
Back in the day, you went to a lecture by any sheriff's deputy who ran their search and rescue organization. They'd start the lecture by hanging up a pair of blue jeans and dipping the bottom cuff, if you will, in a bucket of water. By the end of the lecture, the entire pair of pants was soaking wet because cotton is absorbent. That's what makes it such a great old school sweatsuit and towel for your shower room. You do not want your socks holding water next to your feet. Moisture is the enemy when it comes to foot comfort. You want a sock that wicks away sweat, just like your inside layers of your hunting clothing do it. That does two things. Number one, it keeps your feet drier. And number two, it keeps you warmer or cooler, depending on the weather and what else you have on. So you want a pair of socks that has some sort of a wicking material and some sort of a material that will keep that shape. There's a whole bunch of synthetic wicking materials out there that are pretty good, but they stink after you wear them for a few times. I'm really a big believer in merino wool.
Me too.
And the folks at an American company in Vermont, I think they are Darn Tough, makes a sock. I own a dozen pairs of this sock, and they're not cheap, and I pay for every one of them. I've never been able to convince them to send me any free pairs. But, you know, look for a sock that is merino wool and then has some sort of a stretchy material. They use Lycra.
Okay.
And when you put those two together, then it fits right. It stays in the right shape, and your feet will stay drier because all that sweat will wick itself to the outside. The temperature of your foot will drive the moisture to the outside of the sock and hopefully through your permeable, breathable boot to the atmosphere.
Absolutely. Whew. One more thing I want to mention. You had a great tip as a middle-of-the-day pick-me-up when you've been hiking and hunting all morning long or all afternoon long, changing your socks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe you can relate, John, Boy Scout to Boy Scout. When we were kids, we were backpacking before there was any of this high-tech stuff.
Correct.
And so, in the middle of the day, at lunchtime, we'd always have lunch near a stream.
Right.
Everyone would shed their boots, go looking for snakes, and then eat lunch and soak your feet.
Yep.
The temperature change, the cooling of your feet is more than anything else why you might want to change those socks. You literally have to take off your boots and you take off your socks and all of a sudden, they're breathing again a little bit. And then if you have dry socks, because your feet will sweat 8 ounces a day. You know, that's almost a glass of beer at some bars. your feet will sweat that much. You don't really want that stuck in your boots or stuck on your socks, which means stuck on your feet. So change your socks if you can. People will think you're nuts on the first day. By the third day, they're going to be doing it too.
Everything you ever wanted to know about socks as a hunter and a hiker, you just found out from Scott Linden. I've only got a minute left, and I want to talk really quick about Wing Shooting USA. What channels can people find it on?
Right now, we're in between big TV networks.
Okay.
This is the time of year when we're not on, but you can watch it anytime you want on Amazon Prime. So if you got Amazon Prime, and 82 million of you do out there, just go there and search for Wing Shooting USA, and you'll find it real easily, and you can watch it on the big, big screen, or however big yours is, or always on YouTube. So one or the other, both places are good places to find it. And more details on the sock story and all sorts of other gear stuff at findbirdhuntingspots.com.
That's findbirdhuntingspots.com. Definitely something you're going to want to bookmark and make one of your favorites, especially if you are into upland bird hunting. Scott, thank you, sir, as always, for appearing on America Outdoors Radio.
Good to talk with you again, John.
This portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by Worksharp. They're the ones that make those fantastic knife and tool sharpeners out of Ashland, Oregon, that are sold all over North America. You can find out more about them at worksharptools.com. And as we mentioned last week, we are doing a giveaway, a $110 Sharp Summer giveaway featuring Worksharp gear and swag. We're giving away an electric combo knife sharpener, a manual field guided sharpener, and a nice looking ball cap too with a Worksharp logo. Total value again is $110. All you have to do to enter is go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio, like and follow the page, then just go to the post where we've got this going on and let us know what state you're from. It's that easy. Only one entry, please. We will be giving away all of this to one lucky winner that we randomly draw on August 31st. Again, it's our Sharp Summer Giveaway brought to you by Worksharp. If you didn't catch all of this show, or if you want to hear some past ones, you can do so by tuning in to a podcast. We've actually had over 10,000 downloads through Podbean alone. That's one of the platforms you can hear us on. You can also hear us on Apple, on Stitcher, on Pandora, on TuneIn, and other platforms too. Just look for America Outdoors Radio, and you'll be at the right place. We're running short on time, but I do hope that you're making the most of this summer and getting out there and having some fun. Whether it's some time on the ocean or on the lake or maybe on a stream, maybe you're doing a little camping, maybe you're doing a little hiking, maybe you're already doing some scouting for the hunting season ahead. Whatever it is, though, make sure you get out there and try to do so during the cool part of the day or maybe in the evening as the sun's going down. Those are both perfect times of day to enjoy nature and a lot of the wildlife that's out there, too. Until next week, I do hope you are blessed, and I also hope you stay healthy, and I also hope you get outside. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for another Max Minute, brought to you every week by Max Lure. And with us again is Bob Loomis. Bob, always good to have you on the air.
Thank you, John.
So, Bob, a lot of folks right now are focusing on catching coho and Chinook salmon off the Oregon and Washington coast. For those who maybe haven't done it much, let's go ahead and walk them through how to do it.
You know, the first thing I'm going to use if I go out in the salt, I'm going to play around with what we call the new Scent Flash Triangle Flasher. It's a triangle flasher. It's a 360-degree rotation. It doesn't impart any movement on the lure itself. All it is a large attractor. But it's also, thus the name, Scent Flash, it's a giant scent disperser. I can fill it up with all sorts of different types of scents that I want to cut up and put some herring in there. I can put anchovies, shrimp, whatever. Any type of scent that I want in there. So I get that scent out and create more attraction to the fish.
What are you going to fish behind it?
Behind it, I will most likely fish the Smileblade herring rig. That way I can use a cut plug herring or a full herring behind it. It has its own action and is being attracted by that scent flash triangle.
So any particular colors you recommend?
You know, you can't beat chartreuses, especially out in the salt water. The Scent Flash Flasher has a high UV body, which is chartreuse, and I have it in clear, and it's high UV also, so I can use that. But, you know, your chartreuses, your greens, your silvers, things like that. On the herring rig, I've got a Sparkle Smile Blade on there. So you're adding attraction to all of your product.
All right, big water, it's all about attraction, it's all about scent. That's why you want to go ahead and tie on the Max Scent Flash Triangle Flasher, and behind it, put a Max Smile Blade Herring Rig. You'll be into those coho and Chinook in no time at all.
That's all for this week, but don't worry, we'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.